Hello and welcome to Believers Family Church. We are so blessed that you've tuned in today. We are a growing church lifting up Jesus in the beautiful and historic Johnstown, New York. God has called us here to set the captives free. We pray and we believe that today's message will produce great fruit in your life. He who the Son set free is free indeed, and we call you free. Enjoy today's message.
The Bible is present tense, present truth. And a lot of times what we do is, that's why I stopped that along that one song there, because I'm over there and I'm really getting into worship, but I'm thinking, God, you know what? Are these just words up there, or is it a heartbeat? And those songs really say something to us? So when I read them, I said, yes, yes, yes. And it just combined everything together. And the present truth, but then he said that's not enough, because every hour is an hour of decision. Decision. And I'm concerned about people in general, because I'm wondering what the population is that has not made a decision for Christ. So we want to make sure we get that root into somebody. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing it again, and hearing it again, and hear it again. And this is really what we want to impregnate ourselves with and spend time looking into God's Word. And what we ought to do one day, Sunday, is have one of you all come up here and see what it looks like from up here. Looks good. And you get a chance to say a few things. And my wife did dynamics with that whole announcement, so I'm very proud of her. But this present truth and the hour of decision is based on Revelation chapter 4. Anybody ever read that book?
Yes.
Revelation chapter 4, 1 through 4. Read that. This is not anything to play with. And it's like I'm reading through this and said, God, I'm glad I made it. I'm glad I made it, because now it doesn't matter when Jesus comes back, I'm going up. Can you say that when Jesus is coming back, you're going up? Because without Jesus, you don't go up.
That's right.
And that's so important. What do I have to give up? Nothing. Nothing. Just come as you are. Hallelujah. So I got looking at all the facts about this whole thing and what the Holy Spirit was saying, and I'm giving you the notes that he said to me so that I don't miss this. But what he said was, we are now in the third millennium in the year of our Lord. We're in the third millennium. When we hit 2000, we hit, because the next bracket is from 2000 to 3000 for the next millennium. We're not going to be here. Nobody's going to be here. So we're here. We're in it. We're in the last millennium, the third one of the New Testament. All the ones before that were B.C. And you know what? The only record that anyone has of that is at creation, in beginning God. Who was here before him? No one. In beginning God. That's where the timeline started. 0 to 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000. 0 BC, from BC to AD. Here we are. This as soon as this turned, I got so excited. I said, wow, it's 2016 going on 2017. I would say that it's pretty close. It's pretty close. So check your spiritual pulse. And he kept saying that. And I looked at it. I put the timeline down. I said, God. So really, today is Sunday. So is this the last day of the week, or is the first day of the week? It's the first. Saturday is the Sabbath, Sabbath, seventh day. Saturday is the seventh day, not Sunday. It's one of the seven. But it's not. So today is Sunday, the first day of the week of 7 days. So there's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Why is that so important? Because with God, numbers are very important. And with him, there's 7 days. But God rested on the seventh, didn't he? Not the eighth, not the ninth. So what we want to do is to merge us together to get us to understand that we are in this day. We're in this day. Do you want to hear the come up here of Revelation chapter 4? You want to hear that? Come up here.
Yes.
come up here.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Could you just see that occurring? How many of you know that it could take place anytime?
That's right.
Question is the populace ready?
That's right.
I know in our neighborhood they're not.
Yeah.
They used to call this Hungry Hill where we live. Now nobody's there to be hungry. But this is so awesome. God, we're staying out there. We're not afraid. We got children that come to our door asking for Twizzlers because they love us. We're a light in the darkness. We're a light in the darkness. Not the Twizzlers. We are. Hallelujah. So God said in His Word in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8, this is what it says. Beloved, this is KJV, these are all King James. I really want you to see some things here and then take them seriously because we are good teachers. I listened to some of Pastor Bernie's and Pastor Steve's DVD, and the thing is, you can't put them down. I mean the DVDs, not them. These men of God taught, and I got to see Pastor Steve Bovee sit right here in teacher structure and got to sit there on Tuesday night and said, wow, listening to Pastor Bernie, hey, glory to God, Jesse DePlantis number two. Isn't this a good church?
Amen. Thank you.
This is so awesome. I'm proud to be part of y'all. Glory to Jesus. So 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8, here's what it says. But beloved, now listen, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing. That one day, did we have a song like that today? I know we did. That's why I'm bringing it up. That one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. Glory to Jesus. Ponder on that for a while. In other words, it doesn't matter what day it is with God. He's eternal. And I said, look at that. I said, wow, 7 millenniums of BFC to AD in the completion of time. 7 days of Genesis, right? In the beginning, God. Who got created last? Adam and Eve, and then God rested. Wow, He got man in there. I said, okay, what's the purpose, Lord? What's the purpose? The purpose is that there's probably a lot of churches in the area that just tiptoe around what was the latest news in the Leader Herald, but that's gone tomorrow. That's just old news. It's black and white, really. The Bible is not old news. It's good news. It's the gospel. It's good news. So if you came here on a weekly basis, what I'm believing for with the rest of all of you is a full house on Tuesday night. Why not? Or switch it to a night that can be. Maybe we should rearrange our whole schedule coming together. We're pondering that. Isn't that good? We got a brain to think with. Instead of having Tuesday night, do Wednesday night midweek service. You know, we never had a midweek service. We bought Tuesday, not midweek. We thought it was. Wednesday's midweek. Yes. Glory to God. Wouldn't you like to be like that? We're not going to take a poll on it because it would probably come out even and we can't do anything. So this is so cool. It's a whole new generation. And God said, just take one step. Just take one step. And you'll see, I will lead you. So I got looking at that. One day, 1,000 years, 1,000 years a day. Well, how can that be, Lord? Because He says, I'm eternal. And we're in that last millennium, aren't we? So when's the last time you talked to someone about the Lord, like leading them to Christ? Now, back in the day, I was afraid to say anything about the Lord, but not anymore. You know why? Because you grow with the intention. This is real.
Yes.
This is real, isn't it?
Yes.
It's a heaven, hell type thing. This is real. Without Christ, you don't get in. He's your password. Just like a computer, you need a password. Hey, God's no different. The password is Jesus. And if any man's in Christ, he's a new creation, right?
Thank you, Father.
In Christ? Is Christ in you the hope of glory?
Amen.
We're not playing with this. Jesus is real.
Amen.
I said, Lord, if you were to just show up right here, not in a hologram, just right here, right now, I believe that everybody in this place would be on their knees.
Amen.
He said they should have been there before I show up. before I show up. His word is alive, isn't it?
Thank you, Father.
Can you read the red, pray for the power?
Thank you, Father.
I think the most important strength verses of Scripture is when you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and you read the red. That's Jesus talking. That's where I see these things. And when I get to a verse of Scripture where I know it's all Jesus talking, I put my verses of Scripture here as in red, so I know that this is Jesus talking. Present truth. The present truth is it's never going to change. Jesus said, I and my Father are one.
Yes.
That's a present truth.
Yes.
That's never going to change. No one can take it away. Nobody can delete it. They can stop printing papers and newsletters, all that stuff. But that's not going to change the fact that Jesus said, red letter, short verse, I and my Father are one.
Yes. Yes.
The Father is invisible. Jesus is not. That's why he manifested in the flesh. Wow, the places that he takes us in the Bible. It's so cool. You can't get red letter on the iPad. If you open up the book, you can. Oh, preaching pretty good now. Hallelujah. So John chapter 30, that was the verse I showed you. John chapter 30, I and my Father are one. Then I went to the Gospels. I went to Matthew 24 because here it says, no man knows the day or the hour. Now listen to these verses of Scripture. Wow. Glory to God. If you knew the day and the hour, you would sin right up to the last day. You could pull anything you wanted to say, well, I'll receive Jesus on the last day. What happens? You get hit in a car crash and you got a breath that just goes away and you didn't have Christ. I'm glad I'm saved. You don't look like it. I am. Jesus in my heart. Oh, if you could see it. It's probably pulsating bright red. So awesome. Hallelujah. So he says, Matthew 24, 36, 39. He says, but of that day and hour knoweth no man. Now watch this. No, not the angels of heaven. They don't even know. But my Father only. That's why Jesus said, I and my Father are one. Both of them know when he's coming. They know when he's coming. Verse 37 says, but the days, as it was in the days of Noah, were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Now watch this. This is kind of scary because this is really going on. This is real life. For as in the days of Noah that were before the flood, they were eating, they were drinking, they were marrying, giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. So what kind of time do we have? None. None. I'm glad you're all smiling so good today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But of that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating. They weren't paying attention. They were warned too, weren't they? As in the days that were before before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until that day that Noah entered the ark. Door was shut, right? Bang, 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 bang. Let us in. No, you had a word. And knew not until the flood came and took them all away. Could you imagine that? That's so scary because you look at our nation now and you see all these bad weather patterns. I mean, aren't you glad that New York got spared of a lot? All the floods and hurricanes and tornadoes that New York, maybe because we're the coldest state. But God is good. I think there's a lot of Christians in New York. Or about to be. Yeah. Help! Help! The Gospel of Luke comes along with one like that. They're both Gospels. And he says, as it was in the days of Noah. This is 26:27, Luke 17. I want you to see the comparison. Two different apostles, two different gospels. I'm sure they had a conference before they wrote these. And he says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they did drink, they married wives, given in marriage, until the day Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. I wonder if we got two witnesses there. I wonder if we got two witnesses. Because you need that to happen for a truth to be told. By the testimony of two or three witnesses. We got two witnesses here. So guess what? It's rock solid. It's rock solid. Hallelujah. And I said, Lord, you know, we could break that verse down, both these verses down, and just break them all down into different parts and point out certain things, but then that would be a four-month message, so we don't want to do that. We want you to get the impact of what this is saying here. So you see those two, Matthew 24, 36, 39, and then also Luke 17, 26, 27, both talking about the same thing. So here's the good news. That was good news, the gospel. Here's the good news Paul wrote to the church in Thessalonica. This is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1 to 9. You're going to like this one. But of the times and seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. You got that? Okay. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. We know that as well, right? For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction come upon them, and travail upon women with child, they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. You are the children of light. Yes! Aren't you glad?
Amen. Amen.
Aren't you glad?
Yes.
God says you mess up a lot, but your light shines in the darkness. Oh, man, I'm so glad I'm a believer. He says, y'all are children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, verse 6, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and that they be drunken, are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. Verse 9, hang on to this.
Yes.
Hold on to this. Wrap it around you.
Thank you, Jesus.
God says, for God has not appointed us to wrath. He has not appointed us to wrath.
Glory.
In other words, don't even think about it.
Amen.
He hasn't appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? You know what? Was Paul the one that got knocked off his horse with that bright light? And God gave him the privilege of writing all the 2/3 of the New Testament epistles? Why did he have that? A church killer, a Christian killer, kill all the Christians. And God raises him up to be this apostle who wrote these epistles with firmness in his heart. Why? Because he fell in love with Jesus. Did you know his eyes were fried? His eyes were fried. Took a visitation for somebody to go and open up his eyes. And I look at that, I say, God, you know what? From this side of the page and from that other side of the page, what you are listening to, this side of the page, that I see the meat in here. It's like, God, you're so good. Because of what Jesus did for us, we don't have to look at our mistakes.
Thank you, Father.
We're going to make more of them.
Yes. Thank you, Father.
We're going to think wrong. We're going to talk wrong. We're going to act wrong. And God says, I got you covered. I know what the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost is. I was born and raised a Catholic. But you know what? I learned something that a lot of churches probably can't even tell you. They don't even know who the Holy Ghost is. But I do, and you do, and you're in His presence, and His presence is in you. So when you walk out of a Word Church, the Word of Faith which we preach, when you walk out of a Word Church, you say hello to God, good morning, Holy Spirit, and you thank Him and praise Him for every breath because He can take it from you just like that. He put it in. Like Jesse says, I brought you in the world, I could take you out. He says it sometimes. I think about this, well, God, you know what? He said it's the hour of decision. The last church. And guess what? You look at the church today, the average church that gets away with stuff, and they still call them church. This is the last church of the book of Revelation. This is the seventh church of the book of Revelation. And this, they get called out in red letter even. They get called out in this one. It's the hour of decision. And this is what the revelator said. He said, and unto the angel of the church of Laodicea write, these things saith the Amen. Who is that? Alpha and Omega. Who is that? The faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Who is that? Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Elohim. In the beginning, God, Elohim, three, it's not one. God is not, God is three people, Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Father, God, Son, Jesus, Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Hallelujah. And this is, he's writing this in Revelation, and he says, I know thy works. This is Revelation 3, 14 to 17. I know thy works. This is red letter. This is Jesus talking. I know your works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that you were not cold or hot, but since you, or that you would be, get cold or get hot. In other words, boil the water or freeze it. So then, because thou art lukewarm, lukewarm. Nobody likes lukewarm coffee. You can't heat it, you dump it. If mine sits on the counter more than 30 seconds, it's lukewarm. Guess what? Pour a new one. He's saying, is your, because of your lukewarmness, you're neither in hot nor cold. Jesus said, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Oh, that's pretty tough, Jesus. I don't know if I can handle that red letter stuff. He says, I know your works. Verse 15, I know what you're doing. Wouldn't that make you want to switch quick? Hello?
Yeah, that's right.
The one thing that he did not say was sin would never occur again. If you missed the mark, you sinned.
That's right.
Isn't that right? Come on, we do it with each other all the time. We missed the mark, we sinned. But we don't have to go back over and over and over and again because he covered a multitude of sins measured out. What's a multitude? I don't know. He said, if he talked about two sins, then you know you got two. Multitude? Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm glad I'm alive. So verse 16 again. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spew thee out of my mouth, because thou sayest, I am rich, increased with goods, have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked? They couldn't see that in themselves. What Jesus was saying was, I would rather have you hot or cold, because we can change that.
That's right.
So, you know what? I like hot showers, not lukewarm. I like cold water to drink, not lukewarm. So he was saying, get cold to get hot. Because you're lukewarm. Power of decision. Wow. And I know I'm not talking about any of you because, you know what? If you've been here more than 4 days, you're saved already. Because you wouldn't walk out that door without Jesus. Would you? I know you're all saved. You shine. You shine. And you wouldn't come week after week to hear the leader herald. So we're in the seventh church condition. If you got any connection with some friends, don't tiptoe around your relationship or in the marketplace, in the workplace. Back in the day, I wouldn't. Now, it doesn't matter where I am. Outside, wherever I'm in, I mean, aside from putting somebody on the spot. But you know what? It's the most important. Oh, I don't know. I do. This is so important. Revelation chapter 4, verse 1 and 2 said this. And then John says, after this I looked, and behold, now watch this. This is very close. Very close. I didn't think I'd see all the stuff that's going on now on the news. What we're seeing in the news is only part of it. And they're showing us that just to say something, and that's not Christian. But when you talk about the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, ISIS, they're not playing games.
No, they're not.
Guess what? We could go anytime. Aren't you glad?
Amen.
That's what this is talking about. Listen.
Thank you.
He says, after this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. Where?
Heaven.
And the first voice which I heard was as it were a trumpet talking with me, which said, now the trumpet said this. Can you imagine that? Figure that one out. I believe it was an introduction. The trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, heaven, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. Verse 2 says, and immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. Whew. Wow. So that one says, come up here, come up. The door was open. The first voice which I heard was like the sound of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither. Wouldn't you like to hear that? Wow, come up here. And I'll show you. I will show you things which must happen hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. Can you imagine? The throne you see there and nothing. You don't see a person on it. All you see is glory. Now, all you see, I mean, not belittling, but what you see on that throne is glory. And I'll guarantee you, what you'll see inside that glory is something right in the middle of it pulsating. Christ. Jesus Christ. Yeah. 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 And I had part of a vision like that where I was out in the Spirit for a while. And what I saw was golden gates that were open. And I saw something pulsating in that cloud. I got up off the floor. I said, what was that? I saw that right there. It was so cool. That's why Moses had to be put in a rock. I mean, God had to cover him with glory so he couldn't pass by, otherwise he wouldn't live. Power. Woo, glory to God. He came out with a bright face, didn't he?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, he did.
Hallelujah. Cover him up. Okay, the grand finale here. Paul writes this one, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2 and verse 4. Paul says, I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knows. Such a one was caught up to the third heaven. I said, wow, God, you know what? We got Revelation and Corinthians all hooked together here. He was saying I was caught up to the third heaven, right? Not the atmosphere, not the stars. Way back past all the galaxies. Third heaven, whoo, he was caught up. Wow, Paul got a chance to do that? The persecutor of the church? Yeah, I cannot tell. Such a one was caught up to the third heaven, how that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for man to utter. In other words, not able to. Wow. So he got a concept of this vision. And he was caught up to the third heaven. Can you imagine how long that would take us? Oh, you want? I got to close this here. Glory to God. Can you imagine how long it would take us in the rapture when God says, "Come up"? How long is it going to take? Says that right in Thessalonians, twinkling of an eye. How was that? Wow. God, you're so good.
Yes, He is.
Let's give Him praise, church.
Thank you for listening today. We would love to see and to meet you at one of our services. We are located at 150 South Comrie Avenue in Johnstown, New York. Our services are Sunday morning at 9 and Tuesday evening at 7. For more information about our services and all about what we believe, please go to our website at www.believersfamilychurch.org. That's www.believersfamilychurch.org. Come and worship Jesus together with us at BFC. God bless you, and we hope to see you soon.